This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending November 1st. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 251.20, which was $3.79 higher than the previous week, but it topped out on Wednesday over 253.60, and then it dropped by $2.43 by Friday. During the past 2 weeks, prices firmed up early in the week when buyers restocked shelves after the weekend, only to fall late in the week. There were 735 loads sold for the week in the daily box beef cutout, and it was about 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at $249.74, which was $2.05 higher, and was no doubt helped by the bigger increases in the daily cutout. The total reported box beef volume took a big drop, and it was 6,221 loads, which was 960 loads less than the previous week. The formula sales held up very well, and they were at 3,441 loads, which was only 74 loads lower than last week, and it was 55% of the total loads sold. Exports, as reported on weekly box beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and they were at 699 loads, which was 280 loads lower than the previous week. There were only 98 loads that were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, who traditionally have been some of our biggest trading partners, and 601 loads were shipped overseas. Overseas shipments have become the cornerstone of our export efforts in the last few years. The most recent outfront sales really dropped as prices increased, and they were at 686 loads, which was 512 loads lower than last week. And the cow cutout and the 90% trimmings both ended the week on Friday mostly steady, which has been the case during most of October. The finished cattle trade was mostly $2 lower on live prices where they were actually tested, and the dress prices were mostly $2 to $3 lower, but with a few at steady. Most of the trade was at $2.62 to $2.63, but with a few up to $2.65, and sales volume was light again in all areas. The average live weight from the Texas Panhandle was 16 pounds higher at 1310, which regained most of what it lost during the previous week, and that compared to 1285 last year. And the percent heifers stayed exactly the same at 40%. 1310 is still the all-time record high that was set earlier this fall. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending October 18th was 1 pound lower at 898 pounds. This is still quite a bit above the previous year, which was 875 pounds last year, and the five-year average was 869 pounds. The choice select spread ended the week about $12.50, which would be roughly about $2 lower compared to the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.